yourself spread thin, managing too many projects or issues, or you're short on resources. Or if you have trouble aligning with certain business units, or difficulty measuring the value that public affairs brings to your organization. If you face any of these challenges, you can likely find the source of your trouble in your issues management process. So what is issues management? It's a four-part system. First, you need a process to analyze your environment so you can identify and assess emerging issues that can impact your organization and its ability to operate. Next, these issues have to be prioritized, and this is an important component. If you have 50 top issues, you really have none. The third step is to have cross-functional teams execute the plan for each issue, whether that's continued monitoring or full-on engagement. And finally, there's a process to evaluate results and recommend improvements for next time. So why do you need issues management? Externally, you want to put a system in place that proactively identifies those emerging issues before they're at your doorstep. This helps avoid crises or reputational damage, and it often gives you a first mover advantage when opportunities arise. Internally, having a strong process makes sure that all of your key business leaders are aware of, engaged in, and bought into your efforts. An issues management system assures alignment between public affairs goals and business goals, but it also prioritizes your time and your resources. Last but not least, one of the greatest benefits of a solid issues management process is that it's a clear tool to help measure and showcase the value of your function. By engaging leadership and business partners in the process, they see firsthand the value that you provide and the impact you have on the organization.